We're doing brachot. We're up to chaf beis on beis, the bottom of the page, one line up. Tanu rabbanan. We have a brisa yamid betfilah. Someone was standing in prayer. Umayim shotetin al birkav, and suddenly he lost control and he feels himself getting wet. Posek. So then he stops his shmoneh esrei ad sheichlu amayim till he ceases to urinate. Vechozer mitpalel, and then he can continue praying because we assume that the urine was absorbed into his clothing, and the only prohibition of praying next to urine is when there's an actual puddle. But when the urine is absorbed into a garment, it might not smell nice, but he's allowed to continue his prayer. Because the rabbinic prohibition of praying next to urine is when there's an actual puddle. The biblical prohibition is to pray next to feces, or pray next to the actual stream that's emitting. As it's emitting, as the stream is coming out, that is prohibited. But once the stream has ceased to come out and there's a puddle on the floor, then it's a rabbinic prohibition. If it's been absorbed, it is permissible. So the Braisa says, even if he himself, he lost control, and he's standing in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and suddenly he feels himself urinating. So this happens to old people. You know, you have diapers for old people. When they feel themselves urinating, they should stop saying a blessing or praying. Once it's stopped and it's absorbed, the Chozer mitpalel, he can continue praying. Leichan Chozer, now that he stopped, where does he go back? One opinion says you start from scratch. The other opinion says start where you stop. Maybe what they're arguing about is one opinion says if you paused the amount of time that would have taken you to complete all of it, so then you have to start again. That even so you go back to where you stopped. Ravashi says that can't be what they're arguing about, because then they should have delineated that they're talking about a circumstance depending how long you paused. You have to say, everyone agrees, if you paused that long that you could have finished it all, then you have to start all over again. So their whole argument is in a situation where you did not pause that long. One opinion says, when he was urinating, so then he was disqualified from prayer at that time. So when he gets requalified, he has to start all over again. There was a point where he was disqualified from prayer. Another opinion says, no, he wasn't disqualified from prayer. He had a time where he couldn't pray, but he wasn't disqualified. And so he can start again from where he paused. Okay.